the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Can marriage be defined in a tweet? Probably not. But these are funny. A lot of them. Steve, I'm going to send you the first, you have the link, but I'm just going to send it to you through text. Because the first one is a photo, and it's from the wife saying, petition for divorce. Or petitioner requests dissolution of the marriage based on, and then it's a photo of something that is going to really trigger at least two of you, probably three of you. In fact, even me. And probably Joe as well. No one likes this except for the person who does it.
I'm excited to try.
Okay. It's related to loading a dishwasher.
Yeah.
And she thinks this is a problem.
You're just an animal.
Oh, God. What are you seeing that you hate,
Kelly? Look at this. This bowl is facing up.
Yeah. So that's a real problem.
It's just going to catch water.
That Tupperware is balanced precariously on top of already a mountain of dishes. So that's just going to be flying all over the place.
It's not going to get clean.
Well, and it's probably going to, the top arm is going to hit it. So then that's an issue.
And
I can't like this.
Everything's jagged.
I can't even try.
No. I could reorganize that so easily. You see the pan that's on the side like that, keep that there. And then that other large pan that's right in front of it, that's kind of like that dark green color, also put it on a side. And then put large plates to small plates. And then start with small bowls closer to the silverware thing. And then go all the way up to large bowls so you can stack them appropriately. And I bet you got two more rows left for those cups you just thrown everywhere in that Tupperware.
What animal?
Doesn't belong on the bottom.
You don't put
Tupperware on the bottom. It melts.
Cups don't go on the bottom either.
No, glasses and mugs go on the top where glasses and mugs go.
What if you're out of room on the top? It's okay to put them on the bottom.
If you're out of room, you can put them on the bottom. I do, if they're glass.
Wash
but you do
hand.
Not put plastic on the bottom.
You know, you don't want to do that because
I knew this photo.
And also, honestly, that cookie sheet shouldn't be in there at all.
You don't put that in.
It ruins the finish on them.
There are times when
I hate this person. I want to divorce him too.
Easy things in my life seem impossible. But then I feel good when I see a picture like this because I didn't go to dishwasher loading school. I just kind of figured it out.
Dishwasher college.
So it gives me faith in myself. You can still you can put things together.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can. And you of all people.
Yeah.
You're a Tetris Grand Wizard.
It's true. I am. No, let's not say Grand Wizard.
Or whatever they call it.
Tetris Maximus.
Maximus, that's right.
Tetris Maximus.
I knew that. I knew this photo would trigger you, and I love that you had to redo it verbally.
I had to.
Kelly was we're doing this, and we're doing it now.
The people can't see it. So.
You know what the first thing is that I noticed? This freaking mug still has a tag on the bottom of it.
Yeah, that's a problem,
a barcode.
You soak it in water and it comes right off.
Peel it off. Use some Goo Gone.
Yeah, it is not hard. This person is living so stupidly.
You want everybody to know you paid 19 mugs from your or 19 bucks for your mug from TJ Maxx? No.
I'm actually a little annoyed at how much mismatched their stuff is.
Yeah, I know.
Honestly, get rid of it all and just buy one set.
Right, consistency.
That's what's up. They just went there and got everything.
It is.
You got 8 big plates. 8 small plates, 8 cups, 8 mugs. That's it.
Do
it's
it.
Like 40 bucks.
Do it up. Yeah, it's easy. That's what I did too. You know, my stuff is threshold from Target.
Yeah,
so you know, it looks fine.
Sometimes I'm no frills and I'm just
fine.
But at least everything is uniform, like white dishes. But they're all, it's not crazy.
No.
It doesn't give me a seizure when I look at it.
That's awful.
We had our dishwasher for almost a year before either me or my wife realized that there was a slide out drawer on all the way at the top of it.
Yeah, I've got
really? for really flat stuff.
For flat utensils, like spatulas.
We never knew it.
Yeah,
we opened it up.
Can't wait to get home and check my dishwasher.
This seems like
something that would happen to me.
It still had plastic wrap wrapped.
Oh my God.
It did. You didn't unpackage it all the way. That's hilarious.
Are those really common now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
they're good for knives too, especially when you got little kids.
They don't all have them, but it's pretty common.
What if I do though? How exciting.
Oh, dude,
you might find it. It'll be like you have a brand new dishwasher.
That being said, what if you don't? How small will you feel?
I will feel bad.
You're going
to
feel like
time to start looking at new houses.
I know the market's right for that. I don't have one of those.
So the husband in this tweet,
I'm poor.
He tweeted out, he said, my wife is fed up. And so he had tweeted at her, or not tweeted, I'm sorry. He texted at her, how do you roast a cobbler? And then he didn't say anything. And she wrote, what? No. First of all, you have to use a recipe. And then she waited two minutes. He didn't reply. Look in my desserts binder by the microwave. And then another 5 minutes. Use the peaches, not the apples, because the peaches are starting to go bad. He still doesn't reply. Check the cabinet by the fridge. The most of the spices are in there you'll need. Preheat the oven! All caps. Keep an eye on the timer. Don't let it burn. And then after a half hour, he wrote, "You make fun of his shoes. How do you roast a cobbler?" It's a total dad joke. But her reply was, "I hate you so much."
I would have responded exactly like she did. This is where everything you need is located in the kitchen. This is the recipe I always use. Don't forget to preheat the oven. And also, second thing you should always tell somebody, don't forget to line your pan. Like, whether you have to put, like, little pieces of paper underneath it so you can pull a pie out easier.
Parchment paper?
Yes, just little strips. And just lift it right out.
I wish I hadn't told you about this, and I would have texted Kelly and said, "Hey, do you know how to roast a cobbler?" Because I feel like you would have fallen for it.
I'd have busted out my Joanna Gaines recipe book, and I'd be like, "You want that Southern Comfort recipe, or you want that Midwest Nice? Like, which one do you want?"
Both have all the butter in the world.
I'm going to make a cobbler today.
Wait, you said creme brulee was up next.
I know. I need to do the creme brulee. It's in the fridge.
Yeah.
You
said creme brulee.
I did. I bought all the recipes
over that.
Or bought all the ingredients for creme brulee. I just don't have ramekins. I need 8 of those.
Well, there's a word I didn't even know existed until like a year ago that I hear all the time now. I don't care for that. They're called tiny bowls.
Yeah, they are.
Steve.
Yeah, I'm different.
I don't need a word for that. Steve, you and Annette are going to, let's say, Target or a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
She says, "We're just going to grab a couple items."
Yeah.
Without her asking, do you get a cart? Or just walk in under the assumption that you're only getting a couple of items?
I usually always go cart, especially now.
This person says, "I told my husband we were just getting one or two things, and he got a cart." Marriage level, expert.
Always get a cart.
Yeah. Always.
Always get a cart.
Especially, oh man, the Target. We were actually just at Target the other day. They have like a fleet of brand new carts. And I commented about how it was the smoothest rolling cart I've ever pushed in my life.
There's nothing better than a cart with a smooth ride.
It was silent.
Yeah.
It was completely
plastic. Brand new nylon wheels.
Yeah, and they have the plastic carts, so they don't make all that like...
They don't rust.
They haven't been tainted by the outside yet. Mm-hmm. They're so gentle.
They're going to do a better job of ruining the ocean later.
Yeah.
This tweet from a husband to all other husbands or men who live with women. "Sorry you finally folded the towels into thirds like I taught you, but we roll them now."
Yeah.
One hits close to home.
Sometimes you roll it into thirds and then roll it. Yeah. Or fold it into thirds and then roll it. Yeah.
So I've been trying this whole rolling thing, and actually Joe came over to my house the other day, and I handed him two towels that looked like fruit roll-ups because I can't get them smaller. I can't roll them smaller without them looking like little fat towels, and I don't like that.
I was a little shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Were they long and like hot dog-ish?
The rolls were.
I know.
You're rolling them the long way?
No, I didn't think about it.
I don't know which way
second.
I'm rolling on.
You do got to fold them first.
You could fold them just in half or in thirds. In thirds, though, you're going to get a pretty fat towel.
I know. It was such a.
Is your
nice
roll like
thick.
4.5 feet long?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
it really
it
is. I swear to God, you asked Joe. I was like, I wanted to say, "Sorry, these look like hot dogs," but then I didn't want to point it out because I'm embarrassed. Now I'll just talk about it here.
But really, when I start going down like some wormhole, like TikTok or something, and it's like, oh, all of a sudden, this thinks I want to know how to fold fitted sheets and roll towels. I get out of there immediately. Yeah. I'm like, I cannot allow myself to get to become this invested in a towel.
Meanwhile, I'm liking it, commenting, and sharing, so I stay on towel TikTok.
I mean, that's not a bad thing. It just drives me crazy because I know that, I mean, I've watched how to fold a fitted sheet videos, I don't know, 20 times, and I retain no information. Or like how to put a duvet cover on a comforter, I retain no information.
No, I don't want to know that.
Everything, yeah.
Mm-mm.
This woman tweeted, "If my husband wrote a cookbook, it would be called How to Make a Meal Using Only Every Dish in the Kitchen." That's not me, but it's because I'm a simpleton. If I cooked more.
My dad is like that. I enjoy watching him and watching my mother watch him cook because he uses everything sometimes twice. She's following him, cleaning things as he's going.
Oh, yeah, you got to clean up as you go if you don't cook like that.
It's like, oh, my God, Dad. And he's messy too, so there's stuff in front of like on the floor. And my God,
if he cooks something that didn't have flour in it, is there still a chance he'll have flour in his hair by the end of it? Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, you've seen him just eat. He gets stuff all over the place. It's remarkable. He will be across a table from you and get his crumbs next to your plate. Like, I don't know how he does it.
And it's he's such a calm, quiet, subtle man. The first time I met Hot Wings family was in college. We were going to a concert at the Palace of Auburn Hills near where he grew up. So yeah. We went and we had dinner with his family first. And his mom made a wonderful bunch of chicken and mashed potatoes and I'm sure other stuff that I didn't eat, but understandably. And Hobbing's family is all very quiet. And his dad is sneaky funny, but very subtle, like
he's,
I said.
He's dry, yeah.
So I just hear him look up and go, well, this looks like mashed potatoes. It was totally the voice we do of Outways. Well, this looks like mashed potatoes.
Except his voice is really deep.
I don't think
this looks like mashed potatoes.
I don't think of mashed potatoes. Like mashed potatoes. And then Hot Wings' mom,
that's hard.
Barbara, looks over and goes, Perry, do you have mashed potatoes on you? And he goes, well, I don't think so. I don't think I have mashed potatoes on me. And it's, by the way, definitely mashed potatoes.
It's the only it's thing the only, that could be mashed.
It's fluffy, white, and buttery. It's probably the mashed potatoes. They're but I love the
potatoes. Those, I guess.
And
I think
man,
those are
I just started
potatoes.
Laughing, and everybody's like, what's so funny? I go, that mashed potatoes conversation should have won an Emmy.
And they're like, this bit.
And then Hot Wings is like, this happens every night.
It's like an unintentional Monty Python
it
skit.
Yeah, it still makes me laugh.
I'm just picturing your dad with, you know, a nice spoon, looking down, realizing there's mashed potatoes right on his chest, and just taking the spoon right up to his shirt and eating it.
Oh, I scraped food off of him just like that at Thanksgiving, like 2 weeks
did
ago.
Did you eat it? Because I'd eat it.
I didn't eat it off of him.
But like, no,
he
thank
always
you.
Has things on him.
This tweet from a woman about her husband. Sorry we were late, but my husband's keys were exactly where I said they were the entire time.
Oh, burn.
That is a good one.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
This one. My husband's eating pizza in bed. That shows he's eating pizza in bed over our new duvet cover. I think that means he's not scared of me anymore. this one from a woman. Women aren't complicated. We want love, attention, and a grande caramel macchiato in a venti cup. 1/4, 1%, 1/4 almond, extra hot, light on the foam, 1 packet of Splenda 1, sugar in the raw, a touch of vanilla syrup, and 2 short sprinkles of cinnamon.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
When I was married, I used to have to write it down. Because I would get either coffee or
say,
like, if I was going crazy, I'd get a cafe mocha. Which is how they make it. You just have to say the name, and it's fine. But women like to add differently. And, oh, I have them add some nutmeg and you know, 2 shots of whipped cream, but only half of whipped cream.
When Kayla said...
I'm never going to remember this.
The most romantic thing Kayla ever said to me was, I hate Starbucks. And I was like, oh, my God, I love you, too. This is great.
Yeah.
I don't do their fancy drinks, but I do, like... I just like black coffee, and their coffee cracks me out.
Really?
It is so strong.
Their coffee is oddly strong. Yeah, I actually don't like their
black coffee
that much.
Yeah, you
want to
get the
shakes? I love strong coffee, but there's something about theirs that I'm like, oh, God, you're going to wreck my stomach, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to lose a pound.
Yeah, it's a little bit dude, much.
The main ingredient is laxative.
I think it might be.
I know.
Definitely
one of the bonuses.
Solid diuretic.
Yeah, that app, the Starbucks app, has really saved me a lot of trips to Starbucks because I'll open it up and I'm like, all right, what do I want today? And everything is all of my daily calories. I think I might do the smart thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's definitely not all the time or most of the time. Barely ever, but sometimes.
That works.
Yeah. It does sometimes barely ever work.
Sometimes
it
doesn't work.
It works.
I realized I went down that path thinking sometimes I make positive decisions and I'm like, nah, and the app makes it easy to make hard or bad decisions. Just push some buttons. It's just some milk. That's mm-hmm. it. Oh, he doesn't like drinking a bunch of milk.
Anybody guilty of this? My husband has perfected the art of texting me and telling me that he needs something from the store at the moment that I get back in the car from the store.
Oh, mine was always just the opposite. I was the one who was getting texts.
Would get that.
Oh my God, yeah. Where you're already, like, you've been standing in the, if there's a long grocery line, you've been standing there for about 9 minutes and you're just like starting to check out your first item and you get a text. Oh my God.
This one. I'm considering polygamy if anyone would like to move in and answer my wife's questions about the same movie that I'm watching.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I used to do that too. Yeah.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.